Les colloques du Collège de France.
Thank you very much to all the participants of this roundtable. Now I have to give you some comments. Please take care of my time. I'm supposed to have only 15 minutes, so 5 minutes as usual. Okay. I have to do this rather challenging task to comment on the so rich and diverse presentation. What struck me most at the end of these 5 very stimulating papers is a shared sense of urgency. This urgency is clearly linked to the development of new space. It's a common position of all of us. And I will say maybe more the philosophy of the US new space than the reality of the activity, especially in the field of exploitation of space resources. If we come back to the urgency, we have the idea of new space, but also linked to that, the development of a lot of national legislation. Lot is a bit exaggerated because we have only 4 or 5, but the trend may go on. But at least what is more important is that this legislation is mainly a US legislation with a very strong weight of the United States in the outer space activities. If we look at the budgets, they represent about $70 billion. You have to compare it with $20 billion of China and around $15 billion of Europe. Just to give you a global overview, Russia is about $5 billion, like that Japan. And India is less than $2 billion. So there is a huge part, there is a huge influence of what is the American part of space activities. And we have to look at this right of properties, which is an American idea, in order to develop, to push the commercial and the economics of space, will change the face of all the kind of space activities. This roundtable has shown that the recognition of property rights might be considered without sovereignty or appropriation. Second, we have the conviction that the right of all humankind must be preserved. This roundtable had put together specialists of public international law and private international law. And I know that there is very different visions in terms of approaches. But they have also, this roundtable has also given place to philosophical and political approaches. And I think this is something very, very interesting in news. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm used to read a lot of papers in law about space activities, and there is not so such diversity. So I think this framework is really a very important point. Taken together, these 5 perspectives reveal strong convergence, especially on the necessity of a global governance. There is the sense that the recognition of humankind must be the ultimate subject of rights, not only property rights, but also the future of humankind. They offer us several lines for further reflection. We must ask how to reconcile the multilateralist approach with the undeniable proliferation of national legislation. In terms of governance, we should consider whether a hybrid model balancing national sovereignty, cooperation, and private initiative could provide or not a workable solution. Ethically, we need to reflect on how principle of social and environmental responsibility might be incorporated into the legal framework. And theoretically, we might follow McDougall in rethinking space as common that require flexible but collective regulation. In sum, what this contribution shows us is that the debate is not only about the legality of appropriation, but more fundamentally about the architecture of global governance in outer space. It is precisely this challenge, how to balance sovereignty, cooperation, innovation, and responsibility, that will define the future of space law. This brings me to a final remarks related to my own works in political geography, that is, the research on occupation of space and national space policies. The notion of new space, and so the economics issue, is undoubtedly a significant development. Yet, the term new space encompasses very different realities depending on national context. What I mean is that if you are speaking about the United States new space, which is a reference, you are thinking about new entrepreneurs with a strong background in GAFAM or in kind of numerical approaches without sometimes classical culture in aeronautics and space. It's completely different in China, in India, and of course in Russia. So this kind of lot of money and private investment given to the new space has not the same kind of order according to the countries. Globally, for the numbers we may find, and they are quite disputable, you have around $6 to $8 billion given to private space investment. But I come back to the $70 billion of only the public space budget of the United States. In these $6 or $8 billion, half is about the American new space. And inside the American new space, the part of the exploration and exploitation is very small, is about some hundred millions of dollars, and even 100 is maybe too large. So the situation of the investment and the private investment and the economics in new space has to be taken very carefully. And we have also to think that this is a way the United States use public budget to support private activity. It's not in the case of exploitation, the private industry looking to have new money coming and new commercial activities coming from exploitation is the idea of the United States since many, many years to support public activities by adding private investment into space. But when we look at every kind of paper about new space and the exploration and exploitation of space, especially moon or asteroids, we can see that all the private firms involved in this development are all saying that they need at least 20 years of public investment in order to be commercially viable. So this kind of idea of economics is really pushing a change of vision of outer space activity has to be taken very carefully. And I will say that this urgency to think about the exploitation of space and the legal framework of this exploitation of space is really necessary, not because this exploitation will happen very soon. We say the 20 years, 30 years, maybe more, maybe never, I don't know. But what is more important is that this private project will be defined in their size and in their priority by the vision by the legal framework they will be given to them. So if there is a very strong framework with a very limiting activity for this industry, probably they will not develop the same kind of project. And of course, they will not receive the same kind of money, and so these kind of things will strong and limited. And I think it's very, very important to think about it, because there is not only the US and its allies thinking about property. And the right for the Chinese, for instance, in terms of property, are very clear about terrestrial activities. They belong to any kind of world of commerce, and they are very used to that. But when we look at space, it's quite different, because sovereignty for the China is the most important. And if we look at any kind of new space activity in China, we don't find any private firm dealing with exploitation of resources, for the good and simple reason that in China, the exploitation of resources is related to only the space, the state. So it's very difficult to imagine that in space you may have the opportunity to do what you want in a private way. So I consider that this is a challenge, and this is a true challenge for the legal community, to think and to develop multilateral and ethical and acceptable for all kind of people a framework and some principle is very, very important. And I will conclude my short sermons by saying that we are in a very different context of the Outer Space Treaty. As Professor Besson said, we were in the context of the Cold War, with only the United States and the Soviet Union, and more or less they decide only in a bilateral way. Now its situation is completely different. China is not only the competitor of USA, it's more than that. China wants to be the representant of another world, another way of thinking. And we need to develop, to propose something acceptable for us, and not to leave the lead either to the United States or to China, for instance. This is a kind of European way. We are in the middle, but I think it's very important. So I will open the floor to the questions. We have more or less 1 hour to discuss about all these points, and I thank all of you for your attention. Thank you.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.